A military spokesman in southern Sudan says an attack by a rebel group on the south's military has killed four people. News of the attack comes just one day before the south is scheduled to begin an independence referendum that is likely to lead to the world's newest country. Meanwhile, Sudan's president Omar al-Bashir says southern Sudan is not ready for independence. Charles Collins has the story.
On the eve of a referendum that almost all observers say will lead to the world's newest country, Sudan President Omar al-Bashir says the people of southern Sudan are not ready to rule themselves. In an exclusive interview with Al Jazeera TV, he said southern leaders do not have the ability to create the institutions necessary for a stable state. Earlier in the week, al-Bashir visited the capital of the south, Juba, and told southern leaders that he would respect the outcome of the vote. He even pledged his government's support in building the infrastructure of the new country if his nation splits into two. But in his latest interview, he hinted at renewed conflict over the contested region of Abyei, which straddles the north-south border in Sudan and will have its own referendum on which side to join if the country splits as expected.
We will not accept Abyei to be part of the south. If any party takes any independent action over Abyei, that would be the beginning of a conflict. That's why we say that the status quo in Abyei remains unchanged with the same administration and components till we reach a solution.
Saturday's referendum is the capstone to a 2005 peace deal which ended decades of north-south conflict, which killed over 2 million people. It's unrelated to the ongoing conflict in Sudan's western Darfur region, which has led to the indictment of President Omar al-Bashir and several others for war crimes and crimes against humanity by the International Criminal Court. I'm Charles Collins.
Father Benjamin Madol Ekot is a priest in the southern Sudan. He says the people of the region have been looking forward to independence for decades.
I feel comfortable at home with my people, people who are determined, people who want to have their independence separately because they are longing for it and they have been struggling for it for a long time. To put my feeling as a Catholic priest, I know people are really very happy to vote for their own country. As I've been traveling, talking with people, people have very high hope that we, at this time, our feeling is that we must be alone, we have to have our freedom, which our fathers, grandfathers has been fighting for a long time. Some people were even telling me it's not even 21 years that we have been struggling. It is almost 50-something years because the war started in 1955. And how many people who have been struggling, killed, suffering, been oppressed, been persecuted. So my feeling is that I am really hoping for this crucial movement. All of us with the people of determination will come together and then vote for their own independence.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.